Let's talk about Fresh and Fit podcast versus Asian doll versus just black women in general. Okay. In my opinion, I think the show brings value to men and black men as well in a certain and gives men a certain mind frame to have when dealing with women. That's what I believe, because I've actually watched the show. I think they do a lot of things on the show pertaining to helping men find women or hook up with women, or, you know, whatever they want to do with women, the opposite sex or whatever. But I think the late night shows definitely proves a lot of their points in what they say, for the advice they give. But it also helps you to see some of the toxic things or toxic traits or toxic activities that some of the women display. You could tell if you watch the show, you watch the whole show. Speaking of the Asian doll incident, you know, that black girl in the back, that dark-skinned girl in the back of the table, kept interrupting. She kept having these side conversations. I don't know what she was saying. But Myron goes off on people all the time and tell them one mic at a time. Not be able to follow instructions, follow a man. This man is the leader of this campus. It's show. If you would do that to him, well, you know, you get into a relationship, you're not going to follow your dude. You're not going to respect his leadership. That's something that is just, you're just being rude at a certain point. And that whole situation blew up in the first place because Asian Doll lied. And then Asian Doll has been exposed to be not only a hoe, but to be a liar. You know, she lies and says, well, she was trying to help out a black woman. That black woman was drunk. And she was talking over people being rude. Knowing this show, they've kicked out girls for just being rude and disrespectful and just acting crazy and being drunk and just not, you know, adding any value to the show, just being a rock. And, you know, she lied about that whole situation. But yeah, that woman right there is very talkative. Then she comes in to share her story, her side of the story or whatever, you know, and clear the air. She just looks even more stupid than she did the first time. And not all people on that show, not all the girls are bimbos. The bimbos usually get kicked out. The smart women, the compliant women, will sit there. Because men, we don't like that. I don't like that. I especially don't like that. If you're screaming and yelling and it's a crazy situation, you know, like we're somewhere and a terrorist attack has just happened, you know, where we're at, you need to follow my lead. You need to shut up and do what I say. Okay? And it's always with black men. This is the thing with black men. You know, and black women. Black women will always, in this generation, I don't know about before generation, but this generation of women, they'll always try to undermine your authority. They'll try to undermine you. They always call somebody else. They'll call the police, call whoever they got to call to undermine your authority, get you to do what they say. You know, it's always a combativeness between black men. It has been for a very, very long time. Mothers and sons go to war. They don't talk about it much, but Tupac leaves New York and goes to Baltimore. No, he goes to Cali. He goes all the way out to L.A. after being kicked out by his mom. Why do you think that even happened? But, you know, he overcame, and he had to. And that's usually what men have to do. They have to overcome. But exposing, you know, that show exposes a lot of these bad traits. You might love your mama or whatever, but that, you know, Fresh and Fit, they expose a lot of these traits, you know, that women have, a lot of these characteristics, that the good and the bad too, not just the bad, but you want to focus on the bad, choose who not to date, who not to approach, who not to, if you approach them and they, you know, you see this and that, get away from them. Which guys are not even approaching like that anymore because of, you know, situations that have happened. Lies, just like Asian all, lies ruin people's careers and lives, you know, just for being there or not even being there. As the Exonerated Five, you know, they weren't even there. They weren't even in the vicinity. They weren't even walking by. And they weren't even trying to date a woman. It had nothing to do with any of that. It's just about a narrative. That's what we have to deal with now, more than ever. And that was a whole different era. We have to deal with that more now than ever. And they're dealing with it. Because Asian Doll lied. And then she got all this racist stuff talking about dark-skinned people, which I already knew, because a lot of those black females that talk like her, yeah, because they can get away with it. If Cardi B goes off and says something about dark-skinned, they're going to fry her. But yeah, they're going to let that slide and just say, well, she ignorant and leave her alone. But then she talking about, well, you know, just because the both of them were dark-skinned, the both of them was crazy as hell. I was like, where's Jovan Muscatel at? Where's Kiki Mikeyill at? You know? But they bring out, you know, Kevin Samuels does the same thing. Kevin Samuel does the same thing. And it's just a pattern here. And so does O'Shea Du Jackson. But there's a lot of people on YouTube, you know, in the manosphere is what they call it, you know. A lot of people do that stuff. It's a lot of good content. A lot of stuff it's coming out. You know, you can't hide it. Because in my opinion, if you're trying to finesse dudes, you're playing with fire. You see what happened to, you know, the lady that was killed, you know, she was a divestor. You saw what happened to her. I tried it with you coloreds. Like, what? And you see what happened to her. I don't claim her, to tell you the truth. But I don't claim none of that. Crump can do what he want. You know, I just saw a tweet from Crump. Crump can do what he want. He can say what he want. He can decide to represent. But I'm guessing he's looking for the money. But he can decide to, you know, represent them or whatever. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, she's, you know, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put on this campaign when she just wrote the whole all black men off. You know, but anyway, you know, I don't expect Fresh and Fit, neither Fresh or Fit, Myron or Walter, to be pro-black. I don't expect anybody to be pro-black. You don't force anybody to be pro-black. They're not pro-black. The dude was a former federal agent. I didn't expect him to be pro-black from the first time I saw the show. And the show that got me to watch some of their content is the clip. Yeah, the clip and reactions to that clip too, of the two black girls of the Fab and Fit. You know, one of the girls said Fab and Fit, you know, F Fab and Fit and all this other stuff. And there were two black girls, and one was a rapper with gold teeth, said she looked like Trick Daddy. Which, that's not the first time, you know, they complain about calling this girl Bobby Schumer. And it was two black girls. And one, the other one that said Fab and Fit, F Fab and Fit, she up there slapped Myron 4 or 5 times and smacked the phone out of his hand and Chris's hand that's on the show. And the producer's hand, Chris, yeah. Acting crazy as hell. So, and then, but after a while, you start to see, oh, what they're talking about, you know, it's true, you know, it's real, you know. Regardless of how you feel about them personally, what they're saying is correct. I would stand by it, but there's a few things that I don't agree with. I don't agree with everybody, whether I like them or not, but. If they were pro-black, you know, think that, you know, things would be a little bit different, but you can't force anybody to be pro-black because they don't want to marry, well, not say, they keep going back and forth with it. They keep saying, well, you know, they made the joke about dabbling in the dark, you know. They made the joke about not dabbling in the dark because of the black. There's not a high percentage of black women here in America. If we were in Africa, it maybe be a different, it'd be a whole different story about it. It'd be a whole different story. But we live, I think we're like 13% of the population, you know, Something like that. So, you know, the way things are, they're teaching how to get girls, basically. They're saying you have to approach everybody. And that's what they do. And they don't mess with some blood. They don't mess with hood chicks. That's what it seemed like to me, because they're saying, well, they've invited chicks on the show. The chick Myron slept with like a couple times. Raw, that she was half black. I mean, if you black, to me, you black. It doesn't matter if you from the USA, you from Uganda, you from Ghana, you from Nigeria, you from the UK, you from Paris. It doesn't matter to me, France. It doesn't matter. You black. You all come from the same. Your bloodline comes from the same place. It comes from the same place. You know. And Africans shouldn't be complaining about that, but they've invited girls on the show. They actually slept with girls or tried to get girls, you know, from black women, but they don't mess with hood chicks, black hood chicks. They've had several incidents with black chicks on the show. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong here. You cannot act a fool. You cannot say, well, you guys hate black women, but then you go on their show and act a fool like the young lady did a week ago. You can't do that. You're perpetuating the stereotype. That's what you're doing. We everybody has to worry about the stereotype. We know what the stereotype is. But if you come to me and look me in the eye and shake my hand, well, I'm gonna do the same. Okay, if you vouch for me, you know, I'll vouch for you. That's usually how I am as an individual. But these guys, they're not. And then the whole thing with Shabazz, Khalid Muhammad would have not wasted his time talking to these people. He would have not wasted his time. He would have probably said what he said and moved on to bigger and better things. This whole backlash of them is ridiculous. Black women have been calling have been, there's a whole divestment movement. I've heard a thing about aborting babies. If the child is male, abort the baby. I've heard crazy things. The bullet bag thing, that's been going around for a while. Okay. You know, I agree with Tommy Samudio on that one. If you have a white friend and every time they get mad and they call you the N-word, that is not your friend. I agree with that statement. That's a very true statement. Every time black women get mad, they call black men a name or say something. They sweep the legs from under us. Basically, that mean you really have some sustain and you really do not like us. You really hate us at the end of the day. That is not a friend of yours. So I can't blame Fresh or Fit, Walter or Myron, you know, for not really dating, as they say, black women like that, because they have all these other women who do not act like that. You know, they belong, even though they belong to the Mexican man, you know, they might be with a black man. They still belong to the Mexican man. They don't talk about Mexican men like that. They don't talk about Latin men. They don't do that. It's always black women doing that. You cannot perpetuate the stereotype. And there's other issues with black women. Issue number one, your hair, your nails. You know, the fact that you spend money with people who do not like you. Tyrone Muhammad put the rock through the glass. Okay, Tyrone Muhammad got the Asian nail shop shut down. Okay, a black woman wanted to fight him. There's been several incidents of this. Nobody is calling this out. They just continue. Are we just supposed to just stand by black women? And that's it. I might call you my queen. I'm not one of those. I've never been. I might call you queen or whatever as a nickname, because of the representation. But if you act like that, no, you ain't a true queen. You ain't a true queen at all. We're supposed to sacrifice all this, and we get nothing in return. We get nothing for it. And then every time you get mad, you call bullet bags, or whatever, call the cops and try to get us arrested. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't. We tell you, hey, don't not vote for Democrats, but unless they're going to give us something. You got Stacey Abrams trying to lead and saying get your souls to the poll and all this other crap that I've said before. It's dumb. It's stupid. You keep spending money, and then you guys are starting to make more than us. So what's going to happen then? You're going to go off to the white man, because the white man doesn't want that either. And I don't know what's going on with Serena Williams. That's why I said dark-skinned women should not wear makeup like that. They should wear lipstick and maybe line around the lips or something if they want that type of style. And eyeliner, that's it. And lashes. That should be the most. Because that concealer stuff, That paint, that face paint stuff, it don't work. It, you cannot recreate melanin. You got issues. This bleaching stuff, we got issues in the black community. We need to criticize some of this stuff in the black community. You got these black churches full of women. Not doing anything. Just focusing on nonsense. But back to my point. If these guys don't want to date black women, I can see why. I can see why. Because everybody's going MGTOW. 16-year-olds are going MGTOW. They haven't even really started yet. They're not saying, well, let me focus on school. Let me focus on getting my education. Let me go to college. Let me do some things. And maybe I'll focus on women at a certain point. Or try to date here and there. No, they're already saying MGTOW. It's too much to just happen with women in general. Then you got black women. That's a whole different type of thing. So I can't blame anybody. I can't blame all the ones. I never, because see, it's just like the same old story. Black men don't care about, you know, like that. You know, being, you know, black women being with white men. We don't really care. You choose who you choose. We trying to get ours. That's how we look at it. You know, because, well, in my opinion, you can see who real and who fake at a certain point, who with the culture and who not, you know, who really vouch for black people, because there's been interracial kids that come from interracial couples that have, just like Herschel Walker's son, just spit nonsense. You can tell whose side they on when they come out, but that's on them. But, you know, they choose to choose. You have no decision, and dudes going to take what they can get. I tell you that. Dudes going to take, if they got to get an ugly white hoe, they going to get an ugly white hoe. If they Same, if they going to get an ugly black hoe, they can get an ugly black hoe. It doesn't matter. They can take what they can get, what they can afford. You know, what's available to them. They going to take it, accept it. That's what it is. Dudes are really not going to care about it like that. Because black women have been dating white men for quite a while. But my issue is, when you start coming up, well, we're just going to divest from black men. We're just going to divest. Like, that's some hateful junk. Like, if you want to date white men, date white men. It's your choice. You see what happened to Lauren thing, and see what that situation, you know. Now they're talking about some other black lady. You see what happened with them. You still want, okay, it's your choice. It's still your choice at the end of the day, and I'm not going to be upset about it or focus on it like that. But black women, they just been hating on them dudes, like, just hating on them dudes, and they're not politically correct at all. So I wouldn't watch the show like I'm watching, something that's pro-black. They're not pro-black. They're from, well, and then this whole thing about Myron being not black. You saying he's not black because, you know, he's mentally not black, or you saying he's not black, you know, at all? Because the man is black, you know, he is black, you know. His parents are from Sudan. That's Africa. That's Africa. So his parents are African. And that's where, and they're in that region where things get confusing between blacks and Arabs. It's just like when you go down to South America, things get confusing when you've got blacks and Latinos. You've got Afro Latinos and all that. Just like La Negra. That's a pure example. She looks black, but once you listen to her speak, I rest my case. But and then Precious from Barbados. So they're not from here. Well, Myron is from here, but Fresh is not. He wasn't born here. So I mean, but this dude is from here to date white chicks, and strictly white chicks. Like, they don't date. I mean, I asked that dude, hey, you know, would you date so-and-so because she's dark-skinned? And he said he would sleep with her, but he wouldn't date her. So, it's like, why wouldn't you date her? And because he started talking about how she's dark and all this. So I just left that one alone. But I did make fun of his chick, though. But I really don't care. I make fun of his chick. His chick is butt ugly. But because I'm that funny guy. But I don't get the outrage about it. I don't get the outrage. You have racists out here who are really having an impact. These two guys don't have any power like that. They don't have any kind of power. They run their show. They have authority over their show. They have authority over their money and what they can do with that and whatnot. But they don't have authority over your life. You know, they don't have you're not going to walk into a bank and say, I need a loan for a house, and they deny you. They don't have that kind of power. Or, you know, they don't have that kind of power. Or like this whole mass thing. They still don't have that kind of power, but the government still don't have that kind of power because that's not the history of the world, but people will follow it because of fear. But they don't have that kind of power at all to even discriminate against you, you know? Because people will listen to their racist bosses and stuff, but then you say, well, they don't date black women. They you go off. Or if you criticize black women, people hate you for that too. There's some issues here. There's some issues. And Fresh and Fit are not going off. They for the longest that I've watched the show, they've tried to not talk about these issues. And they keep lying on them in the media. Like, The Shade Room lies on them and cuts out parts and stuff. You discredit yourself every time you do that. Every time you put out a lie and they put it back out with the real junk to tell the truth, you discredit yourself every time you do it. And The Shade Room is owned by a black woman, so I'm not surprised that she would try to take down a man's show. It's a man's show. Men's supposed to get help because men are out here killing themselves over this shit. You know, 7% of men kill themselves. You know, it's just like they were talking about that guy that was yelling, but he was spitting the facts. He was spitting facts because trying to get on Kevin Samuels. And it seems like there's a pattern. There's a pattern here. They call Kevin Samuels gay and bring up all these pictures from the past and try to call him gay and say, oh, that looks suspect. And this and that and the other. That's the same thing they're doing to Myron. That's the same thing. So there's a pattern here. So if you criticize black women, they're going to call you gay. Just off rip. But then you go to places like Atlanta, there's a lot of black women, there's a lot of gays. And the black women put up gays. They support gays. It's just the same thing. It's the same thing. If that's not your friend, if every time they get mad, they try to call you something. They call you the N-word. Every time. And you got black women out here saying all kinds of monkey crap and they're not being criticized for it. Just straight up lying. Just straight up lying. Not giving a damn about anything. Just straight up lying. And fighting dudes and all kind of ratchet stuff. And then black women got mad at Monique. Didn't that sound familiar? For, you know, I always wondered this. Why can't black women you know, instead of wearing a bonnet, wear the, like the head wraps that, you know, like the Eric, I do hair wraps. I never understood that. It make you look so African. So it make you, it just looks so authentic. The bonnets, I guess you in your house, you wear it in your house. I'm just saying, you wearing it so casually, you know, like it's not, you know. Even the do-rags, they switched them around. And I hate that comparison to the bonnets to the do-rags. Because dudes will wear do-rags and tie them up. And make them fashionable. Put a hat on it. You know, just like the dude. Well, we're not in the 2000s anymore. But still, dudes still wear, instead of what they used to do, is they used to take their old mama's, you know, stockings and cut them up and tie them up. And that's how they used to do it. Now, when they start manufacturing these do-rags, it's a problem. Because nobody used to go outside like that. Anyway. But that's what they used to do. That's the history of that. But yeah, we'll turn around and make him fashionable. But the bonnets, it just looked like you lazy. That's what it just looked like. It looked like you just lying like a house dress. Like it looked like it go with a house dress. Like you answering your door in a house dress or something. But that's just my opinion. You wear what you want. But when you criticize black women, you know, you wouldn't normally criticize them for it and wearing it in the airport and all that. They got mad on her with her and criticized her for it and tried, you know, and tried to, do all these things and say all these things about Monique and whatnot, you know. And you see Tasha K lost that lawsuit. You can't, don't be slandering nobody. I tell you that. Don't be slandering nobody. You people saying all these kind of things. You don't know if they're going to sue or not. And then they sent cease and desist letters. People more on Tasha K side than they are Fresh and Fit side. Because Fresh and Fit getting people married, which the black community is not getting, it's not marrying. Nobody's marrying black women. 24 to 26% rate of marriage. They have the highest rate of having babies out of wedlock. Even T.D. Jakes' daughter has children out of wedlock. You need to change. You need to get with the program. And then quit trying to undermine our leadership. I'm going to tell you like this. I done said it before. You're going to have to make a choice to make. It had nothing to do with Fresh and Fit. But you got a choice to make. Either you're going to follow the black man to the ends of the earth, or you're going to be on your own. That's the bottom line of it. You're either going to fall in line, quit with all the ratchetness, and follow the black man, because the ones that are already following, they're married. You cannot ask for protection. You can't ask for protection. Somebody said that on Twitter. You can't ask for protection after something done happened, when the whole time you were dissing black men. You diss black men, divest, go off to the white man. Then when something happened to you, protect black women. It doesn't work like that. Your husband and your father and your brothers need to protect you. You need to get married. You need to get married. That's what you need to be doing. Most women don't know how to, they don't know what men want. That's a part of Fresh and Fit. They're actually telling you what men want so you can get a husband, basically. They give game to girls as well as guys. There's a certain standard, you know, that they have on that show. And then this whole thing about, you know, kicking off girls and all this other stuff. Some of the girls I would have kicked off. You're not going to go on the Oprah show. I bet you if that was true, you're not going to go on the Oprah show and talk crap to Oprah and she's not kicking you off. That's just not going to happen. As her fans clap their hands. They're in Miami in a damn apartment. Think about that. In a damn apartment and you mad because they're kicking out rude and obnoxious, even violent women. And in that night, that same episode, calling the cops. Cops came. And they're talking about this girl threw over the valet. This girl last week threw over the valet podium and hit the valet. And she went to jail for it. You cannot perpetuate the stereotype of this angry black woman. And then get mad because they say we won't want to date black women because you're angry. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. At all. But I wouldn't have, my point is, I wouldn't have wasted my time even bothering them. We got bigger fish to fry. We I don't, there's dudes out here that's been racist. Go after them. That's why I always say, quit going after black people. Go after that white supremacist. Go after him. And yeah, and another thing about BLM, because it's nothing but a bunch of queer black women living in the suburbs. The whole had three houses. And then there was another chick campaigning for Cadillac, for GM, trying to make money off the gym. That's a true sellout. That is a true sellout. You can't, it's just like Whisper said in Friday Foster, some niggas would do anything for a dollar.